Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast, and this week is a bit shorter. Last week was a really long podcast because I had a lot to say. This week is a Wise Old Owl episode, and if you are new or haven't come across them before, these can be, you can recognise them because there's the picture of the Wise Old Owl on the podcast episode or the blog post, and they are questions that have come to me either from my learners or from people who listen to the podcast or from people who are in the Facebook group. If you want to join the Facebook group, I will add the link to it. Remember that you need to answer the questions or you won't be allowed in, because that's the way that I make sure people really are English learners and not just random people joining lots of groups. And sometimes when people do answer the questions, I find out, you know, reasons for why they want to join the group is nothing to do with what the group offers. So, you know, people wanting to learn German or other things, which is not what the group's about. So if you join the group, you can find the link on the show notes page, and just remember that you do need to answer the questions if you want to be let in. So I'm going to be talking about this question from the Wise Old Owl. It's also question to the Wise Old Owl. The Wise Old Owl doesn't ask questions. You can also read the blog post about this if you want to, because I'll put that on the show notes page as well. So if you want to see this, the link or the link to the group or the link to the contact form to let me know your comments, you can go to englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode139, or you can email podcast@englishwithkirsty.com, and that's English with K-I-R-S-T-Y. Okay, so the question I had was in the Facebook group, and it was about the words beneath, below, underneath, under, all words like this. So they've got something in common. They're connected in some way because they mean that something is under something else or lower than something else. But you can't always use them all interchangeably, so it does matter which one you use. And I could say, for example, I could say that my dog is under the table. She's underneath the table. I could say she's beneath the table, but that sounds quite formal. That's not really something I would say in a conversation. It sounds too formal for a general conversation. I wouldn't say she's below the table, though, because the actual positioning of the dog and the table isn't so important. It's the fact that she's kind of under, she's gone under the table, she's covered by the table. So if it's covered by something, then it's under or underneath. So the cat could be underneath the duvet. It could be under the duvet. It could be beneath the duvet, although that sounds a bit more formal. But you wouldn't say the cat is below the duvet, because, again, the physical position isn't so important. It's the fact that the duvet is hiding the cat, because the cat snuggled under the duvet. Under can mean less as well. So you can say, you know, people under 18 can't do this, or everything here is under 10 pounds. So it means less than, for things that we count, like an age of a person or an amount of money. So it can be under, even though it's not physically under something, it means it's less than. So under can also be used when we're not talking about literal physical objects, but it's just less than. So you can only, people who are under 18 can't buy alcohol or can't get married or something like that in certain countries. Also with under, we have fixed constructions with certain terms that we use. Like if you go to a web page and you can't see anything yet because it's being built, then sometimes it says it's under construction, a building can be under construction. Something is being built, being constructed, and it's always under construction. You'd never say it's beneath construction or below construction, because that doesn't make sense. So it's always under construction. Another example of that is under pressure. Oh, I've been under so much pressure this week. I had so much to do, but now it's all finished, which is also why the podcast is late. so we're under pressure, but we're not below pressure or beneath pressure. We're under pressure. Below can mean less than, but it's unlike under. It's when we're talking about a scale of something. So, for example, if you have a temperature scale, and it goes up, the higher the temperature gets, the higher, like a thermometer. So if you say, oh, if it's under 20 degrees, I don't want to eat in the garden or something like that. So it means it's below 20 degrees. It's less than 20 degrees. But you wouldn't say underneath 20 degrees, because underneath is very specifically talking about things that are under one another. And we haven't got two things that are under one another here. Okay, you've got the temperature and the 20 degrees, but it's not physical things that are under one another. So you can say under 20 degrees is fine. Below can be used when something is underneath something else, lower in position, but not directly under something else. So below sea level, for example, it is lower than the sea level, but it's not directly under the sea level. It's lower than in terms of its position. Or below is the bedroom is below the study. You can also say underneath the study or beneath the study. But you wouldn't say lower than the study. You say underneath or below, because it means in the house one room is on top of the other room. So I hope that's helpful. If you want to see these examples again, you can go to the blog post that I wrote about this, which will all be linked from the show notes page, which this week is englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode 139. And if you've got any questions for the wise old owl, you can also put them in the comments form on this show notes page, or you can send an email to podcast@englishwithkirsty.com. Okay, have a good week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.